How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, as Mr. Announcer Man has said, and you smell it. Oh, you might not be able to smell it because the pollen, you're sneezing, but that's spring. It's spring. It's summertime. Traveling, getting outdoors. The kids are home from school. You wanna throw them out the front door, tell them to drink out of the hose like the good old days, but we can't, unfortunately, because, you know, people and things. But if you're looking for stuff to do this summer, I have the person right here with me this morning. Her name is Rachel Lenda. She's the director of tourism for the state of Connecticut. So if anyone can tell us what the heck to do in this state, it's Rachel. Rachel, thank you for joining me this morning, as always.
Good morning and happy Sunday.
It's beautiful. It's Sunday. Unless you're retired, every day is Sunday. But it's you know, we're going to get back into the hustle and bustle of the workday, but you're just sitting there listening to us with your cup of coffee, hopefully enjoying conversation with us, having a great time. You're trying to plan out summer. We're a small state, as we all, we're tiny. But there's a lot of things to do in this state. And one thing, as you know, I preach is be a tourist in your own state. Get out there and visit. You know, what can people grab their calendar, open their app for? You know, give me some of the highlights and we'll get into some of them a little bit. Like, where are we going this summer, Rachel?
Yes. Yeah, so this summer, right, it is the Connecticut celebrates America's 250th birthday.
I was not there nor were you.
No, I wasn't. I was barely Stardust. That was it. I was some gypsy looking into a crystal ball said, this Rachel Lenda, she's coming one day. So on July 4th, right, we had the 250th of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So there are several events happening around the state. One is the Hartford Bonanza, and that is happening on Saturday, July 4th, and that's the region's largest fireworks display. There's free admission. It's in the Capitol. It's Independence Day. There's going to be music, art, recreation. There's going to be all sorts of great things, interactive exhibits, so, and a couple of stages. There's going to be history. So you definitely want to check that out. And then moving over to Bristol at Lake Compounds Amusement Park, they're doing some fireworks, patriotic parades, they're doing reenactments, they're doing all sorts of fun things. Check that out. And then up in Winsted, you can go to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Living at the American Mural Project. I love the American Mural Project. This place in Winsted is so, so cool. They've got through December 31st, so you do have some time, but they're bringing together storytelling workshops, live performances, exhibits, film screenings, all that shaped the national consciousness and what Connecticut communities are. Mm. And then if you're looking for something a little closer than, you know, July 4th, the Weathersfield 250th Jubilee is coming up, and that's May 23rd. And that is a free family-friendly event, and that's going to mark America's 250th birthday. That's at the Webb Dean Stevens Museum grounds. So what you can expect, you'll see and hear colonial music, games, open hearth cooking, textile weaving, drills, butter churning, all of those things that would have been really, really cool and fun in 1776. So you want to check that out.
Yeah, and it's fine. So if you go to Winsted, you might run into Jerry Griswold. If you're in Bristol Lake Compounds, you might run into me. If you're in downtown Hartford, you might run into Brian Shackman, because we're all out. We all adventure across our city and states. There's a lot of things to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the America 250, it's a big celebration. It's bipartisan, people. Be politically bipartisan. We've all been around for 250 years. There's no need to bring politics into celebrating and having a good time. But I'm kind of excited because I like fireworks. I'm hoping lots of nice fireworks displays this year.
Yes, there are going to be fireworks displays. And if you go to ctvisit.com, And you check out probably around, let's see, I'm going to say end of May, beginning of June. We have a dedicated block on CT Visit right on the homepage that is to all things fireworks. So if you're looking for to plan out your summer of, you know, and they're all going to commemorate mostly the 250th. So you want to head over to ctvisit.com. Of course, we have everything on there.
Oh, my gosh. You can get lost at that website. That website needs its own tourism director.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't give away my job, Joey. You know, I need job security here.
And that's the thing I'm looking at. I know things to do in April, the CT 250, outdoors, restaurants, the pizza trail. We're going to have to get into a little bit of that. For kids, yeah. The visual arts. I mean, there's so many things to do in Connecticut. Like, I've been preaching for years about that, and there's always something to do, whether it's a food truck festival, a pop-up farmer's market, stuff in Mystic, stuff in Morris, Old Lyme. Mm-hmm. And we're not a big state, and, you know, you had given me some information about people traveling in the state and tourism. I like to see the numbers are going up. Staycations, people, gas prices, who knows where they'll be, but you can always venture out into your city. But how is the pizza thing going? Like, we've stuck our crust in the ground, if you will, and proclaimed Connecticut the pizza capital of the world. Like, how has the pizza have you seeing traction? I don't know how to work in a cheese pun here, so I know that was kind of cheesy. But how has the pizza trail and pizza thing gone for the state?
Well, what I can say is that it has made a groundbreaking, trailblazing, significant difference in how not only locals are perceiving Connecticut, but also people from around the world and around the country. You know, we did a small study on the pizza campaign after, you know, it launched. It was a 6-week campaign that ran in New York City, you know, all those cheeky advertisements. Then we launched a pizza trail and we did on National Pizza Day. And so we did a sample size and asked and did a survey. And what we found was before, you know, all of our efforts trying to, you know, make Connecticut the awareness of the world to know how cool our state really is, how much culture, how many museums, how much art, how much musical theater and performances and, you know, outdoor recreation there is. Before the monikers for Connecticut were, God, they were like vanilla, boring, blank. Nothing.
Most people couldn't tell you what the nutmeg state was, even if they lived here.
Right. And now if you ask people, those words now have transformed into pizza, food, culture, colorful, you know, and I think that is a really big difference in just, you know, we could have told the story about anything, but who doesn't love pizza? I mean, it's bread, it's cheese, it's pasta sauce, it's polarizing. Everybody's got an opinion.
We literally have a sign in our studio. I'm looking at it right now. It says, "You can't please everyone. You're not pizza."
Exactly. I've never met a pizza I didn't like. And, you know, I think really what it's done is it's really helped lift up the, you know, the culinary community here in Connecticut. People who do serve pizza, people who don't serve pizza, people who may have been budding entrepreneurs that wanted to open up a pizza place and are finding success.
And,
you know, I think it's all cyclical.
If people are listening that travel out of the state and you've had pizza in other states, you're just like, it's not the same. Like, no matter where everyone has, it's funny. Like, if you move locations or neighborhoods, like the three things you look for is like Chinese restaurant, coffee house, pizza place. Like, those are staples to humanity, I think.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, the pizza trail is, so what that was, just in case if you all need a refresher, it was a public vote along with a panel of, you know, industry experts that joined together with the public vote and their consensus of the top 100 pizzerias here in Connecticut. And those top 100, Modern came in number one, Sally's came in number two, and Frank Pepe's was number three. So you have the three iconic New Haven establishments that came in. You know, Bar was on there, the Parties was number four. I mean, these places just have some institutional za, if you will, and you definitely want to check that out. And the trail is live, right? You can, you know, it's a self-guided trail, and you just go and eat as much pizza as you want, and you enjoy the best pizza in the entire country.
I mean, the New Haven Museum even has a pizza display exhibit. Like, come on, people.
And, I mean, your deal.
And it's one of those things that's like people don't realize. And I was, you know, last week's show was with Stephanie Abrams up at the Air Museum, and it was hysterical talking with her. And I mean, the history of just space exploration that happened and started right here in Connecticut. And if anyone missed it, I suggest you go back and listen, because Artemis, when they launched, one of the problems they had was with the toilet. Again, esoteric, but the man that helped the helped invent the original toilet system for the is right here in Connecticut. He has the, like, he was talking to people at the New England Air Museum about, like, oh no, they should do this. They should, like, where else are you going to find this information except right here in Connecticut?
That's incredible. That's it. You know, and Connecticut has one of the coolest histories of aerospace, you know, between all of our, you know, companies that build out, you know, listeners who are like, hey, I work at Pratt & Whitney, you know, I work for RTX, and, you know, they're out there building all of these incredible pieces for spacecrafts and, you know, aircrafts. And it's such a really cool piece of our history. And then if you go to Stratford, right, you've got the Sikorsky Museum over there where you can go and look at helicopters and all of that really, really cool part of aviation, along with the museum up in Windsor, which is, you know, the New England Air Museum. That place is amazing.
And I mean, you have the literally everything from the space and exploration to the Industrial Revolution. I mean, we all have, whatever town you reside in, there's an older factory, there's an abandoned factory, there's a clock museum. We have the Locke Museum up in Plymouth, one of the largest in the world, right here in Connecticut. Like, the amount of history that we respect, we honor, and we cherish in the state is something you don't see in other places and other parts of the country.
Yes, and did you know that there, so the cool thing about Connecticut, too, is that did you know that Connecticut is one of the densest museum to per capita ratio? We have roughly one museum every 18 miles. And there's
good
a
job,
really cool,
Connecticut. Good job.
Right? we're so cultured, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up to Northwest Connecticut, there's a really cool museum up there, the Museum of Tort Law. And it's actually one of the most famous museums and underrated museums in Connecticut. And you can go through and see all of these, you know, really interesting cases that were won through, like, consumer protection and all of that. You know, the famous person who sued McDonald's because her coffee was too hot, you know, and she burned herself and they had to put hot coffee on the cup. You know,
that started the downslide of common sense, unfortunately, but, you know.
Don't wait. Oh, my God. You know, I listen and I don't judge. Who am I to judge?
Hey, you know, give her credit. Like, she was able to pull it off, but that's a conversation for another time, shall we say, Rachel.
Exactly. But nonetheless, a very cool museum to go in. And actually, that's, like, right up around Winstead.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the town it's in, but it's, you could make, like, a day of it, go to the American Mural Project, go over to the Museum of Tort Law. And, you know, it's just really, really interesting, really cool stuff to see.
And one of the other things we have a lot of is, like, the gardens, like the outdoor gardens, whether it's in downtown Hartford, you know, the Bellamy House or any of the historical districts. They always have these in the greens in this state, like beautiful gardens, flowers. I know allergies, but take some Zyrtec and just get outside. There's so much things to do. Like, you can make, I mean, we have the pizza trail. Different things have this trail, that trail, like, you can make your own trail, people. Figure out what you want to do that weekend, whether it's watch birds and head down to the shoreline, the Audubon Society. There's so many things going on in the state.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought up flowers, because it is cut flower season, right? So April is the month of, you know, daffodils. Daffodils are awakening. And there's this really cool place out in Higginham, Connecticut. It's called Helfinger Farms. And it's run by Jen Helfinger, who is literally a ray of sunshine, and they have hundreds of thousands of daffodils that are on full bloom that you can go and pick. And so you want to check that out. And then going over to Eastern Connecticut coming up in May, that is tulip season. And there's this really cool place called Wicked Tulips, where you can go and pick a beautiful bouquet of tulips. And then, you know, while you're out in Eastern Connecticut too, come July, August, you have right across from Buttonwood Farms, they do the sunflowers, and mm-hmm. they have just fields and fields of sunflowers, and they sell those for the Make-A-Wish Foundation as well. So
oh, that's
it's a
cool.
charity thing, which is really, really nice.
And another so one, if you're heading up 91 up in Suffield, Willowview Farms, who've been there, the Pick Your Dahlias with, oh, Julie up there. Me and the boss went flower picking last year when we were broadcasting from up there. And if, I mean, there's so many of these places across the state, like, you know, we can, it's just something small and supports your local neighbor, supports the local economy, yeah. gets you outside doing something you don't do. And that's one of the things, you know, that I really try to have a focus in the show is do something you're not used to, be a tourist in your own state, pick some flowers mm-hmm. if you have to. And again, it's Rachel yeah. Lenda, Director of Connecticut Tourism, ctvisit.com. So many things on the website, Rachel. I appreciate you joining me today. We can talk for hours, but unfortunately the clock is clocking at me and we got to get going. So again, thank you very much. Get out there, be a tourist in your own state, because there's so many things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.